This is Bhagavad Lila number 16, third canto. Haranyakashipu and Haranyaksha Janam. Bhagavan Vraha Avirbhav and Haranyaksha Mardana. The death of Haranyaksha. When the demons Haranyaksha and Haranyakashipu were born to Diti and Kashyap, the universe experienced many fearful disturbances, earthquakes, raging fires burning everywhere, inauspicious planets like Saturn and Mars were shining much brighter than the Mangala Grahan, the auspicious planets like Venus and Jupiter. Comets, meteors, thunderbolts flashed through the sky. Fierce winds made a displeasing, hissing noise. And these ferocious winds, they uprooted huge banyan trees and scattered them hither and thither. Everything was covered in darkness due to the dense clouds. The oceans were highly agitated with huge waves. And all the lotuses in the rivers and lakes, they withered and dried up and died. Solar and lunar eclipses were occurring repeatedly, and from the caves in the mountains came an eerie sound of rattling chariots. When she-jackals cried out ominously, they vomited fire. And jackasses ran here and there in herds, striking the earth with their hard hooves and braying loudly. Frightened by these braying asses, birds flew shrieking from their nests, and cows passed stool and urine due to fear. And instead of giving milk, the cows gave blood. And instead of raining water, the clouds rained pus. The temple deities were crying tears, and trees would automatically fall down even without any gusts of wind. Seeing all these evil omens, everyone was seized by fear except the Chatus Kumara. No one knew about the fall of Jayanvijay and their subsequent births as demons, Haranyaksha and Haranyakashipu. Everyone thought that the universal cataclysm was occurring. The first child born to Diti and Kasyap was Haranyaksha, formerly Jaya. And Vijay came next, Haranyakashipu. Soon these demoniac twins, H and H, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, exhibited extraordinary bodily features. They grew so tall that they seemed to touch the sky, and their bodies were made of steel. They were so huge they would block the view in all directions, and when they walked, the earth would shake with their every step. Haranyakashipu performed intense austerities and got a benediction by which he became very proud because he was fearless and unafraid of death. Being most powerful, Haranyakashipu subdued the three worlds. His brother Haranyaksha also received a benediction from Brahma of near almost immortality. So he became very powerful and proud, like his brother. To satisfy his elder brother, Haranyaksha took his club and traveled over the universe in a fighting spirit. No one could kill this demon Haranyaksha because of the boon of Brahma. The demigods fearfully hid as snakes hide out of fear of Garuda. Indraloka was vacant. Hiranyaksha saw this and he roared loudly, understanding that even without defeat, the demigods didn't even fight, they admitted defeat, default. After returning from heaven, the demon Hiranyaksha dove deep into the ocean and sported around. All the great sharks and whales and aquatics became frightened and fled in fear. He was roaming around inside the ocean for many years, and he came to the capital of Varuna named Vibhavari. To make fun of Varuna, the god of the seas, Hiranyaksha fell at his feet and smilingly begged, "Oh, Supreme Lord, please fight with me." Varuna became angry to see the arrogance of Hiranyaksha. But by his intelligence, he controlled his anger and said, "Oh, dear one, I am too old, so I don't fight anymore. But you are so skilled in battle that I can see that no one else but the most ancient person, Lord Vishnu, can satisfy you. Oh, Hiranyaksha, Mukya Daitya, chief of the demons, you should approach Vishnu, and then you can lose your pride by lying down dead on the battlefield surrounded by carnivorous animals." Hiranyaksha immediately departed and met the great sage Narada, who told him where to find the Lord. Again, Hiranyaksha entered the ocean depths, and he saw in the ocean the all-powerful Lord Varaha holding the earth and keeping her on the end of his tusks. Seeing Lord Varaha, the demon Hiranyaksha laughed, "Ha ha! An amphibious beast! Oh, best of the demigods, dressed in the form of a boar, the earth planet belongs to us, the demons, who reside in the nether regions. I cannot allow you to take the earth away from my presence, you rascal. I shall enliven my kinsmen by killing you. When I smash your skull and you fall down dead from my mace, the rishis and demigods who worship you in yajna will stop to exist like a tree without its roots." Varaha did not appreciate the abusive language, but he tolerated it so he could continue carrying the earth, which had become very frightened. As Lord Varaha rose out of the water, Hiranyaksha chased him and roared, "Are you not ashamed of yourself for running away after being challenged by an adversary? Is there nothing reproachable for shameless creatures like you?" Despite the harsh words, Bhagavan Varaha carefully placed the earth upon the surface of the water and gave her the power to float. Brahma and other demigods praised Lord Varaha for lifting the earth and showered flowers upon him. Then, to express his own anger, Lord Varaha replied to the Daitya Hiranyaksha, "Yes, indeed, we are creatures of the jungle, and we are searching for hunting dogs like you. One who is freed from the entanglement of death has no fear from the loose talk in which you are indulging, for you are bound by the laws of death. Now give up your foolish talk and attempt to kill me. One may be very proud, but he does not deserve a seat in an assembly if he fails to fulfill his promise." Continued, this will be continued in part 2.